Good morning and welcome to day 31 of our daily Lenten video series here at Ascension Lutheran Church in Citrus Heights. I'm Pastor Scott as we continue to look at God's story, our story this Lenten season. We today are continuing to look at the story of the woman who came and broke the jar of costly nard and used that to anoint Jesus. Scholars will agree that the act would have been an act of preparation of a body for burial, and we know that these events took place in the week leading up to Jesus' death, so we can see where this story is going. But those gathered around the table, Judas in particular, was frustrated, called out, said, you know, why did this woman waste this costly nard, this extravagant, costly oil that could have been sold and the money given to the poor? What we have here is an extravagant example of love. And the woman so loved Jesus that she gave of herself. She gave extravagantly to him. She showered him with this gift, literally, as she anointed his head. And it makes me think about some of the crazy things love can and does encourage us or make us do. In this instance, it was taking something so costly and using it for this purpose. Maybe in doing so demonstrated, not only the value of her relationship with Jesus, but, who he was, that he was a person that it wasn't maybe that extravagant to have used such costly oil to shower him with. That's something he would have only done with the highest echelon of folks. And even though Jesus lowered himself and became like us and certainly didn't use his position or power for his own purposes, but in this instance, the world, this woman, acknowledged him as royal, as special, as unique. When I think of what love propels us to do, I'm reminded certainly of the love chapter, right? We've all heard it many times, 1 Corinthians 13, and all these descriptors of what love is. And then we think of the most important, perhaps, example of that same love, where later that same night, Jesus would give the disciples a new command, that they would love one another the way that he has loved us. And we know that Jesus showed his love for us in that he allowed himself to be crucified, died, in order that he might be raised from the dead for you and for me. My friends, that's what love looks like. The cost is high, it's exorbitant, it's higher than we can imagine. And we might think, gosh, there must have been an easier, better, less expensive way to go about it. But Jesus never really pondered the cost. He gave himself for you and for me. So as we look at these texts, as we are leading ourselves toward Holy Week, we remember that the events that transpired during that week are all point us to the crucifixion and ultimately to the resurrection through which each of us is offered the opportunity of everlasting life. I stand here with this beautiful depiction of Jesus upon the cross, lest we forget what love looks like. This, my friends, is what love looks like. God loved you so much. God loves me so much that he gave his one and only son so that we might have everlasting life through him. Thanks for spending a part of this day with me. I look forward to seeing you tomorrow for day 32 of our daily Lenten video series, God's Story, Our Story. Take care.